Now we've gone quite far, we've gone sufficiently high, but there are four even higher states or stages of higher consciousness which are also sometimes mentioned above and beyond the four that we've just described. These are described a bit more abstractly, they're even more rarefied. There's the stage or state of the realization of infinite space. Perhaps modern astronomy has made it more easy to practice this. But the realization, as it were, of infinity, unobstructedness, realization that one is not limited, one is not confined to the body, even to the mind, but that one, as it were, stretches out to infinity. If you think even in terms of physical space, millions and billions of miles, of light years in all directions, in conceptions of this sort or reflections of this sort, will have the effect of widening the mind and transporting it beyond its natural barriers and boundaries. So in this state of higher consciousness, one has the awareness and the experience of absolute infinity, no limitation, no barrier, no obstacle. But beyond even that, in this the second of this second four states or stages, the state or stage of infinite consciousness, when one realizes that the mind itself is infinite, we usually think, well, this is my mind and this is your mind, and the mind is tied to the body and anchored to the body, identified with the body. But in this stage, you realize, no, consciousness, mind, is infinite. There's no limit to it. And you can, if you wish, if you like, you can unite yourself with or realize this state of higher, infinite consciousness, extending and expanding in all directions. And then thirdly, the third state or stage of no-thingness. Not just nothingness, not a state of blankness, but no thingness, no thing in particular. This is a very strange state, which is very difficult for us to understand. It means nothing special, as it were. Things are all there, but you can't really distinguish one thing from another. They're there, but there's an underlying unity, if you like, though this is a very crude way of putting it. Things lose their sharp edges. They no longer mutually exclude one another. So no thingness, because no space, no time. And lastly, I mean quite beyond expression in a way, the stage or the sphere of neither perception nor non-perception. No perception because there's no subject. No non-perception because the object also is wiped out. The whole subject-object duality here has been transcended, so really there is nothing which one can profitably say. So these are the second set of four states or stages of higher consciousness. And it's in this way, through meditation, through developing first the four states of higher consciousness which were illustrated by the similes, and then by developing the second set of higher states or stages of consciousness, it's in this way that the so-called good thoughts, the skillful thoughts, are developed within ourselves, within our own minds. Now just a little technical point. Some of you, I'm sure, those who are more acquainted with Buddhism than the majority, some of you, I'm sure, have been a little surprised that I've dealt with meditation and these states of higher consciousness under the heading of perfect effort. You might be thinking, well, usually meditation comes last. Usually meditation comes under the eighth step or eighth stage of the Noble Eightfold Path, which is perfect samadhi. And you might be thinking that if meditation is dealt with now in the sixth stage, then what shall we have left to deal with when we come to perfect samadhi? It's as though we've anticipated our subject. Well, we'll deal with this difficulty when it arises the week after next. not going to let you into the secret just yet. But meanwhile, there's just one observation which may be made, and that is that meditation is of two kinds. There are many ways of classifying, but this is just one of them. Meditation is of two kinds. First of all, that which depends upon conscious effort. And that, on the other hand, which arises spontaneously, naturally, as the result, the natural result, of our higher spiritual life. And it's the first of these, meditation with effort, which is meditation so far as we are concerned and for all practical purposes. And it is because meditation does involve and demand so much effort that it's, in a sense, the major manifestation of effort within the context of the spiritual life and the Eightfold Path, that it's included here as part of perfect effort.